It is time for us to bring in Pat Pagano and get a check on this forecast and see if it's the same old song. Good morning, Pat.
No, it's not the same old song. Yours truly is extremely busy this morning. we have a lot to talk about, and I'll get right to it. Today will be mainly cloudy. There could be a couple of breaks of sun. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. 55 to 60. Cloudy tonight, 40. Now, there could be some rain coming in by tomorrow morning. And if there is rain tomorrow morning, then it'll give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, 55 to 60. Hurricane Zeta over the Yucatan, 75-mile-per-hour winds, likely to pick up steam as it gets into the Gulf of Mexico, will head to New Orleans. As it heads to New Orleans Wednesday night, the low that has been bringing snow to the Southern Rockies moves east, and the two of them shake hands. At that point, the jet stream picks both of them up, moves them rapidly northeastward, so we have rain developing here Thursday. It gets heavy at times as the day progresses. The wind begins to pick up. Temperatures will be no higher than 50. It's still raining Thursday night. Friday, the combined storms, part of which is a hybrid, having to do with Zeta, moves off the New Jersey coast on Friday. So wind and rain will end as snow, and very likely that places will get an accumulation. How much depends on how quick it changes over to snow. We start at 40, fall into the 30s on Friday, and then your trick-or-treat is fine. It'll be sunny with highs around 50, close to 50, and then it will cloud up again on Sunday with another chance of rain. So, there you have it.
So now, what are your gut feelings for us with any possible accumulations at the tail end of this?
Well, it all depends on how quick it turns over. It's Tuesday for Friday, 4 days out. A lot could happen. If it were to change over quickly, we could see several inches. If it doesn't, and it waits till sometime in the afternoon, then, you know, maybe a coating to an inch or two. But I would say right now that the potential is there for anything from a coating to 4 or 5 inches.
Wow.
That's the potential. Yeah, we've seen this. We've seen it happen back in November of 2018, and we did see it a week after Sandy. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not unusual, folks. We all know. I think there was also, wasn't there a Halloween storm, too?
Oh, the big 40-inch snow. The rest of the winter, we didn't get any snow.
We had
40, 45 inches of snow. This area lost power for 10 to 11 days. All of Connecticut, the entire state, was without power for 3 days in that October surprise snowstorm.
Yeah. Again, I don't think this will be a surprise because, excuse me, we are on top of it right now. We talked about this yesterday, 5 days out. Now it's 4 days out, and we're talking about it. So it shouldn't be a surprise. The only thing that may be a surprise is, one, we get more than anybody expects. Or number two, we get considerably less than anybody expects.
It's up in the air.
Yeah, and I have, you know, I have two clients in the Gulf of Mexico, so I am busy updating them. And it's just, a fun week. What can I tell you? You know, this is the way it goes. I have a feeling, you know, again, 2020 is just going to be, it's going to go out just the way it has been. And the National Weather Center, the Hurricane Center, has downgraded Zeta to a tropical storm at 70 miles per hour because it's right over the Yucatan.
Yeah.
But it is expected to regain strength. In fact, they're thinking that around lunchtime today, as it gets off the northwest tip of the Yucatan, it will be a hurricane, and it stays a hurricane until it makes landfall over New Orleans. And that will be probably like around 8 or 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And then after that, weakens down to a tropical depression, but as I said, it cuts right across. It goes on a path from like Roanoke out through Atlantic City to just south of Cape Cod. It'll be south of Cape Cod by 1 a.m. Friday morning. So that position for us is dangerous. We'll also be, they're saying it's going to be a tropical storm by 1 a.m. Friday morning. That's a dangerous position because we're in the Northwest Quadrant.
That's also close to the benchmark, isn't it?
It's right on the benchmark.
And explain to people what the benchmark is.
70-40. 70 longitude, 40 latitude. That is the mark, especially in the wintertime, when storms cross that intersection. Usually it's cold enough here for significant snow. So, again, it's all a matter of timing, and we just have to wait and watch. And, you know, of course, we'll be updating that as we go through the week.
Wow.
You're not going to love Thursday, and, of course, you're not going to love Friday.
So I better find my ice walkers, my cleats that I put on the bottom of shoes and stuff.
It wouldn't be a bad idea.
I got to find them. I got to find my snow brush. And I've been putting off. I need four tires on my 4x4. And I've been putting it off, but I guess I should change that too.
Yeah, I would do that.
I've been putting it off because to get a set of four tires now is going to be $600 to $1,000, depending on what I want to do with the all weather tires. And I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, but I guess I can't put it off any longer.
Gee,
I know. I know. What can you do, Pat?
There's not much we could do. We just have to watch it and go from there. And that is really about it. Anything new on your side of the fence?
No. Halloween is what, Saturday night?
Saturday, yeah.
And the snow we might get will be Friday afternoon, right?
That is, or it could be Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Yeah, depending on when it changes over, right? It could be either or.
So if we get we get several inches of snow, it'll probably still be around on Saturday night.
If we got several inches, Yeah. But also, we are forecasting sunshine on Saturday with highs of 48. So if you got 2 or 3 inches with sun at this time of the year and a high of 48 degrees, almost nothing left.
All right.
You know, and if you get less than that, there certainly will be nothing left.
You know, I was one of those kids that I never used to like to go out for Halloween. First of all, I'd always get firecrackers. You know those little small firecrackers?
Yeah.
My brother and his friends would always throw them at me. That's the first thing. Put them down the back of my shirt, you know, stuff like that.
So that could be like, dangerous.
Well, back then, everything was dangerous, Pat. Then also, when you had to go out, you had to walk. I never liked exercise. I used to hate it. And then you're wearing a costume where either you're sweating because it's too warm in it, or it's so cold out, you're freezing cold. The only thing I used to like about Halloween is Sharon Center School. There used to be a party. You'd go out trick-or-treating in Sharon, and you'd have your little UNICEF containers, and you'd collect pennies for UNICEF, and you'd bring all the containers into the school, and they'd have a little party there with potato chips and cake and soda.
You know,
and
I
stuff.
Remember that. Yeah, Marshall, I remember that.
And then that's the only part I really liked about it, because not really collecting the money, but at the party afterwards, because there was potato chips and cake and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I definitely
UNICEF. Could you imagine that now? Under the current administration, they'd never allow it.
Oh, brother.
No UNICEF! But yeah, we used to have those. I think they were orange cans. They had orange wrappings around them.
I don't remember that, but I mean, just think about it, Marshall. A week from today is the big day.
Yes, it is.
I wonder if, I mean, I doubt it, but I wonder if we will, let's put it this way, we'll probably have an idea of the results Tuesday night, but I have a feeling we may have to wait a while.
Well, I think I'm going to go out and buy the strongest marijuana I can find and just start smoking it Tuesday afternoon, so I pass out and don't get up until Wednesday morning.
Oh, because you don't want to watch the elections?
I don't want to watch the elections. But you know what? It's like my father. We used to watch as kids. Remember figure eight demolition derbies?
Yes.
My father never understood that. He said, why are you watching something where you want people to crash? Well, election night is kind of like that. Why are you sitting there and you know you have to get up at 3:30 the next morning, mm-hmm. but you're sitting there and you just can't turn it off. You just can't turn it off. I did last year, thank God, at about 9 o'clock. But this year, like I said, I think I'm going to get pretty tanked up and just miss it all and just see what happens when I wake up on Wednesday morning. Because I can't do it. Like, I can't watch football games at night for that reason, because you start watching them and the next thing you know, it's midnight. You got to get up at 3:30. So I think election night, I'm going to take off. I'll just make sure before I do anything, I make sure I vote.
Yeah, I know. Friends of mine that live right by here, they said, maybe we'll have a little party. We'll watch the elections Tuesday night. I said, have a ball.
Have a party?
Have a ball. You guys are retired. You guys aren't working. I have to work. Have a ball.
Have a party. Jeez, yeah. I hope they have the same. They all voted for the same candidate.
They are.
All right, Pat, we'll vote for you tomorrow in the weather forecast, okay?
Yes, and I will have your options.
Options. We love options.
Yeah.
We're Americans. We love options. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.